Syria, as President Bashar al-Assad says, situation in the country is improving as the army enjoys people's support in the fight against terrorism. Assad underlined that the government will sternly confront terrorist groups. The statement comes as the army continues its offensive against the insurgents, inflicting heavy losses on them. The U.S. Secretary of State says Washington shares mutual security interests with Israel and Turkey. John Kerry was answering questions about the rapprochement between Israel and Turkey. He said the unrest in Syria and Iran's nuclear program are mutual threats to the security of U.S., Israel, and Turkey in the region. U.S. Set forces bomb a religious school in Afghanistan's northern Balkh province, killing at least two people. Eyewitnesses, however, put the number at three, saying five others have also been seriously injured in the strike. Locals say they are angry over repeated desecration of their sanctities by foreign troops. U.S. police say the surviving suspect of the Boston bombings has not been interrogated yet because of his injuries. Reports say charges against Zhokhar Tsarnaev could be made as early as Monday. Authorities have so far failed to provide any evidence that the blasts were carried out by the two hunted suspects. Well, in Iraq, at least nine people have been killed and 20 others injured in a roadside bomb attack in the western city of Fallujah. Police say the death toll could increase as rescue operation is still underway at the site of the blast. No group or individual has yet claimed responsibility for the attack. Thousands demonstrate in central Rome against the re-election of Italian President Giorgio Napolitano. The demonstration held demonstrators held flags and banners criticizing Napolitano's re-election and slamming other political parties. The 87-year-old incumbent faces a tough job battling recession and high unemployment in the country. German airline Lufthansa has cancelled almost 1,700 flights scheduled for Monday. The announcement follows a decision by the airline's ground staff to stage a strike in a pay dispute. Strikers are also looking for guarantees against job cuts. Last week, the airline rejected demands for a wage increase for a year. Indian police arrest several protesters in a rally after a child was raped in another incident of violence against women. The five-year-old girl was kidnapped and raped by a neighbor a few days ago. The incident comes months after the brutal gang rape of a young girl on a bus.